2022 leadership front-runners, Emmanuel Macron or Marine Le Pen, have been left with much to celebrate. Abstention was again a major factor in the local election. Despite appeals by politicians and the French Prime Minister Jean Castex for voters to turn out, almost two-thirds of French electors shunned the polling stations in regional elections on Sunday, 27th of June. For the first round, on Sunday, 20th of June, there was a record 66.74% abstention. This time, just under 66% of voters failed to turn out. Political analysts said the lack of interest in the regional elections is because France has become focused on the presidential election next year and the legislative elections that follow shortly afterwards. Philippe Ballard, who stood for the Rassemblement National, RN, in the Île-de-France region, insisted the far-right party was increasing its popularity in the country, and this will be played out in next year's leadership race. Stanislaw Guérini, MP for Emmanuel Macron's governing La République En Marche, the LREM, admitted the results were also a disappointment for the governing party that failed to win a single region. Stanislaw Guérini said, "We have work to do." He rejoiced that, in fact, the Rassemblement National, RN, had not gained any region either. Xavier Bertrand, a former minister when Nicolas Sarkozy was president, who was re-elected in the Hauts-de-France with 52.8% of the vote, saw his hopes of representing the mainstream right in next year's presidential election boosted. This is the first election since France's electoral map was redrawn in 2016, when the country's 22 regions were reduced to 13. The main winners appear to be mainstream left Parti Socialiste and left-wing Allies, and the centre-right Les Républicains. Both parties have been absent from the French political landscape since Emmanuel Macron's centrist La République En Marche election success in 2017. The first round of regional elections on Sunday, 20th of June, resulted in a drubbing for Emmanuel Macron's ruling party and disappointment for Marine Le Pen's far-right party, and a record low turnout with two-thirds of the voters effectively shunning the polls. For some observers, the outcome of the 20th of June first round raised doubts over whether the 2022 presidential election would come down to a duel between the president, Emmanuel Macron, and Marine Le Pen, in a runoff long seen as the most likely scenario. The first round results were a boost for the traditional right-wing Les Républicains, as well as the Socialist Party, who have been squeezed after the centrist Macron surged into power in 2017 with his new La République En Marche party.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, and other life forms. You are listening to the one, the only youth station, brought to you by Arab English Radio. I'm Zainab.
And I'm Mehdi, and welcome to Youth Station.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, bro. How are you doing?
I'm alright, I'm not bad. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. So it's been 6 months from the beginning of 2021, right?
Yeah.
And I would definitely say that it's been a very weird
year and a half.
It's been a very weird 18 months. And especially 2020,
mm-hmm.
It was basically on crack, right?
Yeah, it was.
So that was 2020. And then I think people really felt like 2021 ought to bring better things for them. It should be like a turning point. Things are going to get better. The pandemic's going to get better. The political state of the world is going to get better. And how would you
rate it? It has gotten better for some people, hasn't it? Yeah, hasn't it? Because people who are introverts or people who have not liked the outer world, really.
Present.
And they've actually benefited, and they won't mind for this pandemic to go on and on.
I mean, aside from the fact that my heart and soul goes out to those people who've been afflicted by this pandemic, it really does, genuinely does, right? My heart and soul doesn't go out very often, but just like me, we don't go out very often. But when it does, it goes. And it's genuine. And it's like dressed to the nine. But I feel like...
But on the other hand, the same people who have issues with their sense of security, right? Sense of security, not insecurity. Sense of security. Like
physical security?
Physical security.
Safe, okay.
Right? Safety. Yeah, them. They have gotten more vulnerable compared to what they were before,
true.
Haven't they?
So true.
Right. And they've got these other things that they have to deal with that they never thought they'd have to deal
exactly.
with. And they've got to build themselves up now to obviously face these things that
definitely coming
their way.
And where are you standing in terms of the struggles of 2020 and 2021? I personally don't think the state of the world has been any different than 2020. The pandemic is still ongoing. They killed just as important people as they did last year. A lot of...
They. You're right.
Air quote. A lot of horrendous things have been resurfacing or reoccurring or being addressed. I mean, just yesterday, I was reading the news that Canada summoned the Pope to take responsibility for the mass graves that have been found. Saying this, my lungs feel so constricted and I can barely breathe. The mass graves that they found in the boarding schools for the indigenous people. That's horrendous.
Yeah, I know.
And I wouldn't say the world has changed at all. I think we've just been, like, numbed out. We've been desensitized. I have friends that are still in lockdown. Like, legit a year and a half. They barely left their homes. They barely went to see anyone. They still don't take their masks off. They still put alcohol and disinfectants on their entire body every time they step out of the threshold of their door.
Well, that's pretty much something that you have to do, right? That's the
protocol. And then I have another friend that just came back from Greece.
Yeah, they've gotten used to it, right? Is the person now like that? Well, was he always like that since the first day?
They went with the flow of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, lockdown, let's stay at home and not touch anyone for 2 weeks.
So what's
and
the reason that these people do not...
2, 3, 4, 5 months, and then they were like, that's not... I think the thing... Well, I don't want to make this episode about the pandemic.
Yeah.
We're trying to focus more about where to find courage or whether we need courage, more courage than ever during the year 2021, right? On one hand, we feel like, oh, 2020 is over and things have probably settled a little bit and the political state of the world is a tad bit more, like, docile, but it's not. Because then Ramadan and Gaza was being bombarded. After that, ceasefire. After that, Silwan. And then that thing happened to city storm.
Oh, the Capitol.
Yes.
What's it called?
They've stormed Capitol Hill. And then all of that happened in 2021. I'm saying whatever was going sideways during 2020 is continuing on its sideways path.
These people.
Which people?
the people who are casual now and people who just came back from Greece, shout out to your friend, they've gotten used to the life now, right?
Yeah. Or is that a bad thing?
No. No. I do not support not taking care of yourself and not being careful.
They didn't get infected. I mean, obviously, they took enough care not to get infected.
Yeah, but there are some people who are asymptomatic. But as you said, it's not about the virus. Yeah, so initially, this is hypothetical. You were a person who was very insecure, unsafe. You felt unsafe. I don't know if there's a word for it.
Yeah.
You might not have been very confident about yourself. This might have helped you, by the way.
The pandemic?
Yeah.
Sitting at home?
Yeah, and not being in direct contact with people. But the thing is, when you do not feel safe, you tend to stay away from things, right?
Mm.
And now that you know, there are things that you do not see, but and things that you may not, predict or foresee, or there's another term for it. And you have to prepare yourself for that, for the unexpected, or something that you do not know how that will affect you, right?
All right, you're listening to Youth Station. We're going to be back after a short message, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, and other life forms. This is Youth Station. I'm Zainab. My bro here is Brother Mehdi. And we are talking about courage during 2021. And you were saying that this is actually a good thing for those who feel those have security issues. Insecurity. Actual security issues. And they feel like, oh my God, something bad could happen to me if I... I'm exposed to the outer world.
Yeah, it could include practical people and also superstitious people. Anyone could be concerned about his own safety.
But we were talking about the fact that a lot of people have just gone back to normal lives, and whether or not that's a good thing, whether it's a display of courage, or is it that they're indifferent, whether it's safe to assume our normal lives, or is there anything normal to assume anymore even?
Yeah.
Was the world ever normal?
No, that's the new normal, isn't it now?
Yeah, see, this is the thing, bro. As human beings, I think one of our most profound, spectacular...
traits.
Salient, valuable... Did I say valuable?
I don't know.
And natural, right? All the while, natural attributes is our ability to adapt. We adapt like that.
Yeah, but that's you, probably. You think we, as a human...
No, we as a species, we adapt. We adapt like nobody's business. The world, the Earth, planet Earth, has been like through a plethora of changes and evolution and revolution and wars and this and that. And almost every species has once come and been extinct, except...
Yeah, us.
We're like thick-skinned, man.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that because we're brave? Because we're talking about courage?
I think it's because we're intelligent.
That's the reason why it is, yeah. But some people are very sensitive to that, right? They can't take change very easily. And
I
they
don't
need
take change very easily either, but as a species...
We
adapt. That's the only thing I think we've been really programmed to do. Just adapt the hell out of it.
There are certain people within us who...
within our community?
Within the species.
Aha, right, of course. Thank you for clarifying.
Who make it easier for others, like some people who do not take change that comfortably, who make it easy, who make them feel that it's not happening really where it is, right? And they go, they don't feel it that it's happening, but they go easily with it. That's thanks to those people who have made it easy for us. For example, you know why I'm saying no?
No.
For example, people who made social media apps.
Yeah.
People who made food delivery easy.
Yep.
Right? Things like those. If those weren't there, it would have been much difficult for people.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
What do you mean?
If you go back in history 200 years with the knowledge that you have today, you'd be like, ugh, life back then sucked. How did they manage even?
Right.
But for the person living 200 years ago, that was like, they were living their best lives. I've got running water a tad bit. Look, they've started with the whole,
what do you call it,
railway system.
What was it? The
and
black
world
plate?
Wars had never even happened yet. And they were like, this is good. This is good. Life is good.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the pandemic and this year, right?
Mm.
What is it? The Black Death. That's what it was called.
The plague that came
plague,
and like,
yeah,
sweeped Europe.
200 million people.
In a didn't the Black Plague have to happen?
That was 1347 and 1351 to 1351, right?
Okay, that was
so
a bajillion
consider
years ago.
Well, yeah, 1,000. No. Oh,
like 800 years
800
ago.
Years ago. So imagine these facilities that you have right now, these. Are you saying that if it was back there, it wouldn't have helped you?
It would have, but we didn't find the need for it because we had adapted as a species, not you and I, Zainab and Mehdi. We as a species had adapted. We had developed the courage to deal with that situation with the facilities and the capabilities and the capacity that we had 800 years ago. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. I'm trying to say that as a species, right, one which possesses the highest level of intellect among all of Allah's creations, right, we have been equipped with the ability to adapt with every and any given situation, call it natural selection, call it Darwin's theory, call it whatever you may, but often it is labeled as courage. We as a species have the courage to explore our different options, to lay out plans and blueprints and think of different scenarios of how to make something work out for us, how to deal with it, to experiment, to do this, to do that, and to just mold and navigate the situation to have the best outcome and result for our species. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Youth Station. Thank you so very much for being with us. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator. My Alpha and Omega, my protector and my because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, a light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and let us ponder an interesting saying from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rizā, peace be upon him, so as not to miss opportunities in life. you must avail yourselves of five things before five other things overtake you. Life before death, health before illness, leisure before occupation, youth before old age, and wealth before poverty.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
The light.
Graduation is an exciting moment for all schoolgoers, but the occasion turns more joyful if it ends with a celebration like Scarlet Sales Festival, which is held in St. Petersburg in Russia at the end of the school year. The annual event is part of the famous White Nights Festival, traditionally held in summer with spectacular fireworks, numerous music concerts, and a massive water show. Normally, thousands of domestic and foreign tourists flock to the city to watch the colorful event. But this year, the COVID-19 pandemic limited the number of the attendees. The festival began in the 1960s when several Russian schools united to celebrate the end of the academic year. That is in connection with the symbolism of the popular 1922 children's book, Scarlet Sails, by Alexander Grimm. Indonesia is dealing with a surge in coronavirus infections, but that has not stopped the people from observing the Yatnya Kasada Festival. Thousands of people braved the climb to the summit of Mount Bromo in eastern Java province to observe the ancient ritual. They made offerings ranging from fruits and crops to livestock by throwing the items to the pit of an active volcano. They believe the practice brings blessings and plenitude and helps them express gratitude for what they have. This year's festival was overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic, with participants required to adhere to strict health protocols. China's space agency has released videos of its first Mars rover as it's exploring the red planet's surface. The rover is named Zhurong. It's now investigating a vast plane known as Utopia Planitia on Mars's northern hemisphere. The rover successfully landed on Mars in mid-May. It is studying the red planet's surface rocks and atmosphere. It also looks for signs of life, including any subsurface water or ice. The solar-powered Chinese robot weighs around 240 kilograms and has 6 wheels. China is the second country after the U.S. to operate a rover on Mars. A university in the Venezuelan capital Caracas has turned its roof into a garden and uses sustainable energy to light up its classes. The roof of Andres Bello Catholic University is covered with plants and 30 solar panels. The panels, along with a wind turbine, produce the 7,400 watts of electricity to illuminate that area and light 2 rooms in the building. The roof is now functioning as a self-sufficient and environmentally friendly open-air classroom. The
The proposal for the project was put forward by two students. The aim is to educate people about renewable energy and the threat of climate change.
A small New Hampshire town has been hit by a series of car break-ins over the last few weeks. People were shocked when they finally discovered the mischievous criminal. A large black bear has been identified as the bandit wreaking havoc in the town of Thornton. The naughty mammal was caught on camera as it got on its two hind legs and skillfully opened the door of a car. Police say the bear was most likely rummaging for food. Authorities have asked people to remove food from their cars to avoid enticing the troublesome animal. A Jordanian woman is receiving high demands for the soap she produces. Why? Because she uses an unusual ingredient. Lara Altiti makes soap out of camel milk. She tours different cities in Jordan to find the best camel farms for her business. Titi uses camel milk as the major ingredient for the soap she produces. That's because she says it has rich benefits and contains more vitamins than cow milks.
The first stage includes weighing the soap, and I include different kinds of oil to preserve the quality of the soap and its therapeutic benefit. We need to have high foam and tough consistency, and we don't want it to be rancid. We place high importance on the therapeutic material that we add during the production process.
Titi started her soap line at home using a manual process and then expanded it to an independent workshop. Her soap line has now become very popular in Jordan. Titi produces more than 4,000 soap bars a month. She tells them to both sells them both to domestic and international customers.
If you're a car lover, this story is for you. Over 300 classic vehicles have taken part in a retro rally across Estonia. The 1,000-kilometer rally kicked off in the town of Perde. It drew participants from Latvia and Finland. Their motto is Straight Ahead to the Past. The vintage cars participated in the event are mostly produced between 1930 and 1980. Experts say all the vehicles are in good condition. However, they doubt if all the vehicles can make it to the end of the five-day rally.
The German firm's electric air taxi takes its first flight at a show in an airport near the French capital, Paris. Volocopter's flying taxi, which looks like a tiny helicopter, took off and landed vertically over the airport with no passenger on board during a three-minute trial. Aside from its two-passenger capacity, the aircraft also has some room for luggage. It flew a 500-meter route at speeds of up to 30 kilometers per hour and 30 meters high along the airfield. The flying taxi service would first be operated by a licensed pilot, but the flight would be fully automated over a period of time.
With respect to regulation, initially we will have a fully certified, fully licensed helicopter pilot, just to fit into existing regulation. But we believe over time it can be much simpler to obtain such an operating license for a volocopter. And of course, in the last instance, we want to take a pilot requirement out, and we want these vehicles to fly fully automated. So you will not need a pilot license anymore. You can just summon the volocopter, it will come and pick you up and bring you safely to your destination.
The German firm is entering the urban mobility market with high hopes of playing a major role in the infant industry. Volocopter says its objective is to have a service in operation for 2024 for the 2024 Olympic Games. Walking around around the city with our shoes can be delightful. If you're interested in the experience, visit the Russian capital. A 3.5 kilometer long barefoot trail has recently opened in Moscow's Elk Island Park. It's made of various materials such as pine bark, beach pebbles, and clay. Taking around 40 minutes to complete, the path attracts hundreds of visitors every day. However, some people find it difficult to walk without shoes, calling the path a torture trail. A zoo in Turkey has welcomed a baby elephant from an endangered species. The birth of a female calf at Izmir Wildlife Park has caused excitement in keepers and visitors. The calf, yet to be named, is the third offspring of parents from Asian species. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature classifies the Asian elephant as endangered due to their rapid decline in the wild. The Asian elephants are primarily threatened by poaching, fragmentation, and loss and degradation of habitat. Currently, around 20 to 40,000 Asian elephants are living across the world, five of which inhabiting Turkey's Izmir Zoo.
A Palestinian artist has come up with the idea of making children feel happy after the recent Israeli aggression on the besieged Gaza Strip left many people dead. Amna Sami is a young Palestinian artist who has gathered Palestinian kids in the city of Beit Lahia, north of Gaza. That's where houses were destroyed by Israeli airstrikes and bombings during the recent aggression on the territory. Sami draws the Palestinian flag as well as the map of Palestine on children's cheeks as patriotic symbols. She says she does that to say that these people in the midst of destruction will become strong again. Sami says by painting on kids' faces, she wants to send a message to the world.
I'm sending a message to the world that our children should live like other children in the world, away from danger and destruction. It is their right in life to live as children in a safe place, a place that gives them something to live a normal life.
Palestinian kids say they feel happy when Sami paints their faces. The Israeli regime launched this devastating onslaught on Gaza. In early May, at least 256 Palestinians, including 66 children, were killed during the 11-day war. A Turkish band has found musical inspiration in a most unlikely place, a local landfill. Here's more. Members of Funk Istanbul have assembled instruments from the dump in a junkyard in Istanbul. They use their ingenious new tools to play Turkish folk music. The band aims to raise awareness about recycling. Turkey is one of the biggest producers of municipal waste globally. The country has a low recycling rate. Only 12% of waste is repurposed there.
Technology has come in handy to rescue animals in disaster zones. American cinematographer Douglas Thrun has used a high-tech infrared drone to save animals from fire or storm, or even those who are stuck in trees. The drone he uses has a large thermal camera, a spotlight, and zoom lens. The good point is that the aerial vehicle does not make too much noise, therefore it does not scare away animals.
So what I do is I fly infrared drones primarily at night over disaster areas after a hurricane or a fire hits, and I look for people's pets, whether it be cats or dogs, and I also look for injured wildlife, and then either I or rescue crews will go in and rescue the animals after I spot the animals after these natural disasters.
Thrun has so far rescued hundreds of stranded animals in various places in the US and Australia. Emergency services have allowed him to participate in rescue efforts after making sure that the drone works well to achieve its goal.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields, like animals' life, cultural events, funny trendy news, and more from every corner of the world.
A video has gone viral showing animals at a U.S. zoo enjoying their bath time becoming clean as a new pimp. Keepers at Chicago's Brookfield Zoo washed the animals to celebrate International Bath Day. From anteaters to rhinos all got sprayed with a water hose. They seemed to love their bath time as it kept them cool in the summer heat. Zoo officials say the occasion is to honor ancient Greek scientist Archimedes, who made a discovery while in the bath. Might be pleased to know life is going back to normal as countries around the world are easing coronavirus restrictions. Disneyland in the French capital, Paris, is saying bonjour to visitors once again with all necessary precautions. Bet everyone missed that. The theme park reopened its doors to the public with limited tickets and an online reservation system. All visitors over 6 years old are required to wear face masks and to observe social distancing guidelines. New attractions, including a hotel and various car rides, are also available for guests. Disneyland Paris was shut for over 7 months due to rising COVID-19 infections. This is the first time since January 2020 that all the six Disney resorts are open. Children have their own ways of remembering the dead. In Gaza, Palestinian kids fly kites in memory of their peers who lost their lives in the recent Israeli onslaught. Dozens of kids participated in the event, holding kites bearing the pictures of 66 little victims. According to the organizers, the goal was to send a message to people around the world that Palestinian kids have the right to live a free and happy life. The children said their dream is to fly in the sky without any restrictions or wars. A herd of wild Asian elephants in China has turned into international stars after leaving their natural habitat in Yunnan province. The herd of 15 elephants is said to have left home in southwest China 15 months ago, but it was in April when they grabbed officials' attention after they were spotted by locals. The elephants have so far trekked nearly 500 kilometers across the country. They have traveled through villages and towns and even stopped for a rest. Local authorities have welcomed these mammoth travelers with treats of sweet corn and bananas. They are monitoring the elephants' movements with drones while keeping them away from residential areas.
Chinese grandma has given a dazzling display of her masterly kung fu performance at a martial arts competition. The 98-year-old woman and her son took the stage as a curtain raiser to the event. The duo put on a kung fu show before a large crowd of spectators who were impressed by her skillful gestures. She was invited to the competition to act as a judge.
I started practicing martial arts when I was only five. I would box every day, learning movements like chopping, pushing palm, and thrusting palm. Though I am old now, my strength hasn't gone.
Zhang says she has inherited her family's martial arts. She's rumored to have a sense of justice from a very young age and try to help others, which earned her quite a reputation where she lives. Traditional martial arts have been passed down in the Zhongqing village located in Zhejiang province for 500 years.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you
we present to you today. In the name of the Almighty Allah, dear friends, Salamu Alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic to talk about is hardened hearts. Let's see what date is today. Today, Tuesday, is the 18th of Zilqa'dah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Tir, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of June, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ma'idah from the Holy Quran, verse 13.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به ولا تزال تطلع على خائنة منهم إلا قليلا منهم فاعف عنهم واصفح إن الله يحب المحسنين.
So for their breaking of the covenant, we cursed them and made their hearts hard. They distort words from their proper usages and have forgotten a portion of that of which they were reminded. And you will still observe deceit among them, except a few of them. But pardon them and overlook their misdeeds. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the first verse of this surah, Surah Ma'idah, the fulfillment of contracts was referred to. In the previous verse, the covenant of Allah with the Israelites and the heedlessness of those people unto the divine covenant was pointed out. In the current verse, verse 13 of chapter Ma'idah, the effects of breaching promise are stated. Therefore, this surah has been entitled The Covenant. 2. Breach of promise causes deprivation from Allah's grace. It is also an origin of the appearance of hard-heartedness in persons.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special. From IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
Yes, we're speaking about hardened hearts. Being away from the remembrance of Allah and transgressions have a hardening effect on hearts. A deviated and hard heart is enwrapped with worldly temptations and is devoid of love or fear of its creator. The deviated heart makes the eyes enjoy what is forbidden and dry and indifferent towards fear of Allah. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, supplicates about treachery of a deceiving heart as this: My Allah, to thee I complain of a heart that is hard. Turn this way
and that by tempting thoughts, clothed in rust and the seal, and of an eye too different to weep in fear of thee, and eagerly seeking that which gladdens it. In another supplication, the Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, says, "My Allah, offense have clothed me in the garment of my lowliness. Separation from thee has wrapped me in the clothing of my misery. My dreadful crimes have deadened my heart."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about ruthlessness or being hard-hearted. At the same time, we find that, psychologically speaking, people are of two kinds. People have two, instincts. One of them is the instinct given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to everybody. And this is the faculty of the intellect, the faculty of rationality. Okay, and another one is the other faculty which is absorbed because of education. For example, everybody knows that when you are in a dark place, you need some light in order to be able to look around. Okay, this kind of knowledge or this kind of distinction or this kind of judgment doesn't need any kind of formal education. On the other hand, there's some other kind of judgment that needs education. For example, suppose that you may want to build a house for a construction, okay? You know how to design the columns in your house, or for example, how to build up the walls, or for example, where to place, for example, a window. Okay, for this kind of, for such kind of decisions, you really need the expertise of a good architect, who gives you guidance based on his technical education or expertise. And now we find that the least kind of sense of being cooperative to others, or for example, having sympathy with others, okay, doesn't come with technical education or, for example, advanced knowledge, the kind of knowledge that someone may receive, for example, out of studying in any university or any academic circle. For example, you find that in many countries, like, for example, in Algeria, for example, or in Afghanistan, we find that in Algeria, the French killed many, many people of Algeria because they wanted to dominate, the whole country. Or, for example, you find that in Afghanistan, even nowadays, you find many terrorist groups, who assassinate people, whether individually or, for example, some group of people. If I'm not mistaken, in less than a month ago, some terrorist groups attacked a high school, a girls' high school in Kabul, and they killed many students over there.
As the few episodes of today's special, we speak about the signs of a hardened heart too. One of the signs is unwilling to perform obedience and pious deeds. It is a major phenomenon among people these days that many of them are lazy to perform the five obligatory prayers. In congregation, reasoning with their worldly business. Even worse, there are people who abandon the Friday prayer without any lawful reason. Whereas the Messenger of Allah once said, "It is better for them to stop abandoning the Friday prayer, or Allah will harden their hearts." Then they become the negligent. Also, how many people who are unwilling to pay their zakat with the reason of having a lot of private expenses, and so on? Do they forget that their heart have hardened and they have taken in the qualities of the hypocrites that Allah has mentioned in His decree, which means nothing prevents that their expending be accepted except that they disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger? And whenever they come to the prayer, they do so lazily, and whenever they spend, they do so grudgingly. That was from chapter Tawbah, verse 54.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One of the ways, dear friend, to soften a hard heart is visiting graves. Yes. As the Prophet said, "I forbade you to visit graves, but you may now visit them, for in visiting them, there is a reminder of death." The scholars said the best thing for the hearts, particularly if they are hardened, is to visit cemeteries.
Prophet of Islam, Rasul al-A'zam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a narration, it is mentioned that he said, "Be aware from qaswatul qalb, because those who suffer from it are further away from God." And likewise, it is narrated that he said, "The sign of a hypocrite is four. The first is qaswatul qalb, the hardening of the heart." Therefore, if we examine the verses in the Quran, likewise the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, there is a wonderful list of areas in which you and I are invited to really work hard to implement in our lives, especially in the month of Ramadan, because how many of us have businesses? And how many of us in the month of April have an accountant or before give us what? A year summary, yes? Isn't it? It's a time where we want to get to see the loss or the gains in our businesses. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity for us to account our behavior and our deeds. It's an opportunity for us to reflect on our what practices and our spiritual position.
As you listen to, we talked about hardened hearts on today's special. Inshallah, we decide to continue to talk about this topic, so please be with us on the next episode of today's special. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.